Fourth, expedient means and skillful means. In teaching others to practice Chan, the Chan master uses countless expedient and skillful means. Silence in speech, reserve and vitality, a blow and a shout to overcome confusion. A Chan master can skillfully instruct and guide anyone, be they a scholar, a farmer, a worker, a businessman, or anyone else, young and old alike. Regardless of whether it is in the woods or by the water, whether it concerns clothing, eating, dwelling, or walking, the Chan master can enlighten you, turning your anger to compassion and your ignorance into wisdom. The Chan master's use of expedient and skillful means is the most profound method of teaching. Let me provide you with several examples of this. One day, the Buddhist monk Zhao Ying was wandering around teaching when a devotee approached him and said, "How can one get rid of a bad temper?" "A bad temper arises from an angry heart," laughed the monk. "I tell you what, I'll transform you. Give me your angry heart and bad temper." Startled, the devotee thought about handing over his bad temper to the monk Zhao Ying, and how it would be like dumping poison into a clear spring. At once he saw the true face of his bad temper and quickly repented. The son of two devotees was very fond of sleeping. His parents did not know what to do about it, so they asked the monk Zhao Ying to help. When Zhao Ying arrived at their house, he shook their son awake. "I've come to transform your love of sleep," said Zhao Ying. "Give me your sleeping bug." Hearing that a devotee liked fighting, he transformed his argumentativeness. When a devotee liked to drink, he transformed his drinking. The monk Zhao Ying was born to transform and save many beings. People's bad habits were transformed through contact with him. He influenced many people by allowing them to see the truth. This is the magnanimity of Chan Master's teaching by expedient means. Once, a monk from Okinawa, Japan, went to China. He practiced Chan and sought the way with Master Chan Shui Wong. After 3 years of study, he still had no inkling about Chan. Feeling no closer to enlightenment, he was about to quit his studies. "Forget it," he said to the master. "I'm going home." Shui Wong could see that he lacked focus and was adrift like duckweed on water. "Have patience," said the master, encouraging him. "Practice 7 more days." But after 7 days, he remained unenlightened. "Just stick with it another 7 days," the master instructed. After studying for 7 days, 7 times over, the monk could do nothing but hang his head in despair. Compassionately, the master encouraged him, "Just another 5 days." The monk practiced another 5 days. The master observed him with detachment and urged him again to stay, this time for 3 days, then 1 day. The monk was quite apprehensive. "Master," he asked, "what if on this final day I am still not enlightened?" "If you are not enlightened in 1 more day," said the master in all seriousness, "there's only death. You won't live." Facing the prospect of death, the monk found himself with his back to the wall and desperate to survive. His spirit and will were more focused than ever. He summoned all his skill and was not distracted. And at the crucial moment, his mind did not rely on any forms, and he had immense power to reverse the situation. With all his concentration, Samsara and Chan were suddenly clear, and the monk was enlightened. When a Chan master teaches, he does not give you anything. He expects that you will completely discard worldly emotions and wisdom, and refreshed, take a detached look at life, its confusing emotions as well as its true qualities. After ridding himself of desire, anger, and ignorance, the famed Chan master Zhao Zhou often taught others. One time, a woman complained to Master Zhao Zhou Oh, Master, we women are hindered by past karma. When we are little girls, we must listen to our parents' stern teachings. After we grow up and marry, we are controlled by our husbands. And when we get old, we are controlled by our children. Look at my kids. As soon as I say a word, they say, Mom, don't tell me. It surely is the hindrance of past karma. You mustn't think of it that way, laughed Master Zhaozhou with a wave of his hand. Women are indeed blessed. When you are little girls, your parents lavish so much love and protection on you. After you grow up, so many men court you. And when you get old, your children become more filial. Many children aren't very happy to visit their fathers, but they are very happy to see their mothers. Women are much more loved than men. Master Zhaozhou, who understood the ways of the world, did not want women to feel badly about themselves. He shifted the perspective, looking at the bad as good, successfully transforming it. The same world with different feelings. See how we can change things if we are of one mind? This is the skillful means of the Chan instruction. Master Zhaozhou had a disciple who chatted incessantly. He asked the master, How can I study the way? How can I practice Chan? How can I achieve enlightenment? How can I become a Buddha? Master Zhaozhou nodded and stood up. I haven't got time to talk with you. I need to use the bathroom. So saying, the master paid no attention to the disciple's shocked look. He strode away and stopped after several steps. He turned around, smiled, and said, See? Even something as insignificant as relieving oneself, and still I have to do it myself. Can you do it for me? Thinking about it, the disciple suddenly understood. Chan cannot be sought outside oneself. How does one practice Chan? How does one achieve enlightenment? How does one become a Buddha? No one can do it for you. It is something you must do yourself. You have to practice Chan yourself. If everyone carried heavy burdens, everyone would naturally be strong and muscular. This is the expedient means of Chan. Chan Master Da'an went to Bai Zhang's place to practice and study Chan. Looking at the Gong An, he spoke to Bai Zhang, will provide us with a deeper understanding of the special characteristics of Chan. How does one know the Buddha? It is like seeking an ox or riding on it. What do I do after I know? It is like going home riding on an ox. How do I look after it? Like an ox herder carrying a staff, seeing to it that it doesn't wander off into someone else's garden. Through ignorance and distorted thinking, we are entangled by the five desires and six objects of perception. If our hearts are defiled, where are we to seek the Buddha? What good does it do? Seeking outside oneself is pointless. It would be better to ride home on an ox to cultivate oneself in peace. Chan is something one must learn through practice and experimentation. My Chan is mine, not yours. I hope that everyone can transform their bodies and minds with Chan, take it home, and live well. I also hope that everyone will freshen their lives with the waters of Chan, experiencing a pure mind, refreshing the six perceptual faculties, and living more purely at ease. It is my wish that everyone will be blessed with more wisdom. Thank you.